we are having a reduced version of the spiritual exercises than what we can or what we usually preach in a week. We have to condense that in 3 or 4 talks. But anyway, I'm sure that the Holy Spirit is working there, and as you are good people and you have open hearts, He will be able to make a lot of work in this short time, just a weekend. Then we will meditate and reflect during this afternoon about the Passion and the death of our Lord. And I want to preach and to reflect now about the Eucharist. First of all, because it is the center of our faith, is the heart of the Church, is the most important mystery. And second, because as a member of the home of the Mother, we have our first mission, is the defense of the Eucharist. Then to preach about it is it's not only a duty, it's a pleasure. And I am convinced of the centrality of the Eucharist in all Christian life. Then we need to reflect in this mystery that is an infinite mystery of love. Pope Benedict gave a very beautiful definition of it. He said, the Eucharist is the self-donation that Christ is doing to each one of us. And through that self-donation, He is showing us the infinite love that God has for me. When I go, or when I try to reflect in the Eucharist, I think in the Last Supper, in that particular moment, who is beautiful. You can take the St. John's Gospel, chapter 13 to 17, that's a long version, or you can choose some of the others, Mark or Luke or Matthew. But in all of them, you can perceive that there was particular intensity in that moment when the Lord is with His disciples. He knows that everything is about to finish, that His work is accomplished. He knows that the Passion is just coming, about to begin. And He had a great longing in His heart to live that particular moment. His heart is full of love, but He is also experiencing the betrayal of one of His best friends, His chosen ones. And Peter, the rock, will deny Him. And in the midst of all of that, the heart of Jesus is full of peace, compassion, love. And I like to see the Eucharist in this way. That infinite love that Jesus had in that moment was not something that was passing in history. He lived, He went through that, He died, and that love disappeared. But it was through the Eucharist, Christ was making eternally present that love. Then through the mystery of the Eucharist, we can share, we can experience, we can receive that infinite love of Christ as a love that never ends, and it's a love that is in action, it's self-giving. The institution of the Eucharist is talking about this: take and eat, this is my body that will be given for you. is a self-donation, is love in action. Self-donation. This is like the key of the Eucharist. And I consider that the Eucharist is a mystery of life and a school of life. We all need to learn how to live from the Eucharist. Self-donation. Self-donation. In one of the documents of the Church, Sacramentum Caritatis, that the Holy Father wrote, he speaks about this and in relationship with marriage. And here we have a few married couples, and can be very good for them too, because he's presenting the relationship of Christ with the Church, his bride. And he's remembering the words of St. Paul. Christ loved the Church, and he gave himself for her. Then, when you leave your marriage and you want to learn, how should I live my marriage? Look at the cross of Jesus Christ. Go to the Eucharist, and you can see the mystery there. You have the answer to your question. And it is not just the grace of a contemplation to see the way he was doing that. Is that we are called to participate personally in this. I preach very often that when the Second Vatican Council was talking about participation in the Holy Eucharist, very often we think that to participate is to do the readings, or to sing, or to make a collection. All of that is good, and it is necessary, and it is a way to participate. But the most important participation has to be inside, in our hearts. To participate in the Eucharist means to live it, and to renew in my heart the same attitudes of Christ. Self-giving, self-donation. St. Augustine said to the Christians, here on the altar is the mystery that is yourself. Then we are not just spectators of the Eucharist. We have to be with Christ on the altar. It is not that we see how he is giving his life, is that we have to give our lives with him on the altar. And if I am not doing that, I am not living the Eucharist. I can go to Mass every day, but I am not living the Eucharist. I'm looking from outside, but I am not in there with him, with this sacrificial love. The one who really loves is ready to give himself for the other, to give his life for him, for her, for your children. Last year I mentioned a story that I'm going to tell again now. It was a lady who came to me. We were in Spain. She was quite young woman, and she had, I think, like 6-7 children at that time. And she was like a little anxious, you know. She was telling me, I don't have time for myself. I feel like they are consuming all my time. And even my body. She was breastfeeding one of her babies. And I told her, yes, but you are now precisely living the Eucharist. Take and eat. This is my body. Literally, they are eating you. But it's true, but you belong to them. You are not anymore yours. You belong to them. And this is a true way, an existential way in which you are living the Eucharist. We don't have to take this, I mean, this is not the only way. Maybe you are not breastfeeding your children anymore, but there are many other ways in which you feel that they are taking your life. But again, I will say that you belong to them. And you have to live this Eucharistic life in your family, in your marriage, with a self-donation, and getting your strength from Him, from the Lord. Only with Him you can live that. We all can live that. Because myself as a priest, when every day I'm celebrating the Eucharist, thanks be to God, it would be like 19 years of my priesthood, and through the mercy of God I have been able to celebrate every day my Mass. I was never so sick, or I never had an accident or anything that was impeding me to celebrate Mass in these 19 years. And then every time that I'm holding the Lord before me, I look at Him and I see Him as my model, and I ask myself, I am living like you. Do I have in my heart this attitude of giving myself to others, to give myself for the church? Or I am still thinking in myself, in my time, in my needs? Then it's always like me. Christ was not thinking Himself. He gave Himself to us as a sacrificial victim. And this is the life of the church. This has to be our life. Self-donation. St. Paul to the Romans said in chapter 12. Romans 12. You probably know that passage. I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. This sentence is also important for us. Do not conform yourself to this age. We know very well what's the way of thinking of this culture that we are surrounded by. They are not encouraging you to give your life, to give anything. They are encouraging you to be like the center. You are the center. And you need, and you have, and you can use others, even your husband or your wife, in the measure that they are useful to you. That they give you physical pleasure or psychological benefit, but you are not truly loving, that you are using them for your own benefit. Then the true love is not thinking about himself, it's just thinking on the other person, to make the other happy. He's thinking in his needs or her needs.
is not thinking about myself, about himself. Is just finding his own happiness in the fact of making others happy. And this is the true spirit of Christian life, the Eucharist. Through this, I would encourage all of you to live a Eucharistic life. Eucharistic life. Existentially Eucharistic. And as we are really weak, and as we feel that our selfishness is always there, present, our pride, our ego, then we need to live also a life, a Eucharistic life, in the sense of participating in the Holy Mass. Probably many of you already go to daily Mass. I don't know if all of you, but I encourage very much to all of you to try to go to daily Mass if it is possible, according with your work and your family commitments and obligations. But sometimes it's just a matter of generosity, or to wake up a little earlier, or to change the distribution of my time. But if we think, what is the Eucharist, who is in the Eucharist, how much do we have in the Eucharist, we will make all the efforts we can to be there, to be with him, and to be with him. Like that group of martyrs in Bithynia in the 4th-10th century. The emperor gave the prohibition to celebrate Mass, but they continue gathering together, and they were discovered. And they were asked, why are you doing this? The emperor has forbidden to celebrate Mass. And they said, we cannot live without the Eucharist. And they were all killed because they were participating in this sacrificial mystery of Christ. I think that when we live the Eucharist like this, we don't get bored at Mass. When we get bored at Mass, it's because we are just spectators. We go there just to receive, sometimes with very little faith, putting more our attention to the priest, if he speaks well or bad, like me. He's tall or short, if he's nasty or funny, but we are just forgetting that the main thing is Christ himself. And we are forgetting also that my life is on the altar. That when I go to the Eucharist and I offer myself with him, in the home of the Mother, we do that offering every morning. I offer myself with you to the Father and your holy sacrifice on the altar. Then when you offer yourself with Christ, in some way you are risking your life. And then when your whole life is at risk, in a good sense, you cannot be bored in Mass. Because you are like fascinated by the love of God, and you want to love like him and to live like him, to give myself with you to the Father. This is the way for our sanctification, for our happiness, and this is the way in which we transform our families, first of all our own heart, then our families, and then our society. It is Jesus himself. He's the center. He's the only one who has the power to transform our reality. It's not just a matter of political changes. We need to change every human heart. And maybe I cannot transform the whole thing, but I can change my heart. I need to begin for myself, working in myself, so that this society can be better, can be holier. Because only myself can change my heart. And that's the very beginning. And then we allow Him to work in us and through us. Through us. That's another important point. Our commitment. I was talking about the hen and the pig this morning. The big difference between being cooperate and being committed with your God and with your faith. Sometimes we are I would say ashamed of our faith. We don't present to others the light of the gospel. And as a French author, George Bernanos, he said, if you are the light of the world and the world is in darkness, you are responsible for that. Because you are not shining there. They cannot see the life and the light of God in us. We have been baptized, we belong to Christ. But when we are there in the middle of the world, we are exactly like them. We are not good yeast. Then with the Lord and with the power of the Eucharist, hopefully we will be transformed. And in this retreat, I encourage all of you to think about that, to have a, how can you reach and how can you begin to have a Eucharistic life in the two senses, in an existential way. This is my body given up for you, and also in a sacramental way, where you have your daily Mass and adoration. Because if you expose yourself to His grace and to His action, to His love, He will transform you. He will change you. He will make you like Him. May our Blessed Mother help all of us to have that generosity. We know very well that in order that we can live a true Christian life, we have to die to ourselves. And we find a lot of resistance of our old man, our old woman, our own ego. We don't want to die. The old man is very resistant. But if we are generous enough to continue, the Lord will be able to transform ourselves into Him. And we can say, hopefully one day with St. Paul, it is not me who lives, it is Christ who lives in me. This is our vocation. We are called to live that. May our Blessed Mother help all of us to live this. Amen. Now you have time for your personal prayer. And later on, when we will have more free time, we can continue with confessions.